A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Chavtes, Yevamos 29a, pagination is 57, about six lines from the top, a new Mishnah. The Mishnah presents a case of Shlosha Achin, their three brothers, Shanayim Nisuim Shtei Achayos, two of them were married to sisters. They married into the same family, they married sisters. Ve'echad Mufne, and the third brother, is on his own. He didn't marry into the family. And here's what happened. Meis echad mibaalei achayos, one of the brothers who married a sister, passed away, obviously without children, it's a case of Yibum. Ve'osaba Mufne Maimer, and the free brother, the one who wasn't married into that family, he went ahead and did Maimer. What is Maimer? So we discussed, Maimer is a Kiddushin Derabbanan, a rabbinic level of Kiddushin, marriage, in that the laws of Yibum simply say that the living brother is supposed to be intimate with the widow to create Yibum and try to create a legacy for the deceased brother. Chazal legislated that we shouldn't go ahead and simply do Yibum. Instead, we proceed with Kiddushin and then actually with Nisuin as well. We proceed doing the act of Kiddushin first, giving her a ring or whatever, something of value, and then only afterwards going ahead with the Yibum, creating the legacy for the deceased brother. In this case, the Mufne, the free brother, only got to the point of doing Maimer. He did the Kiddushin that precedes the Yibum. V'achakech meis ochiv hasheni. And then the second brother died, the one who was married to the other sister. And the question, of course, is, how should this Mufne, this brother who's living, proceed? Should he proceed with the woman that he has? He started it. He did Maimer. Can he continue? The problem, of course, is that now it's Achos Zikukaso. It's the sister of a quasi-marriage, because the minute a deceased brother is in the picture, leaving a widow, there's a level of zika, of a relationship with her, and they're sisters. He can't marry both of them. And to continue with the one that he made Maimer already with would be continuing with Achos Zikukaso, the sister of a woman that he has zika with. What should he do? So the first opinion that's brought in the Mishnah, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai say, Ishto Imo, it's considered his wife. V'halazu teitze mishum achos isha, and the new woman who's coming in to Zika, to the Yibum situation, can be ignored because he's already married, so to speak, to her sister. And therefore, her Yibum status doesn't even start. And the question is, how did Beis Shammai arrive at that? We always understood that Maimer was derabbanan, it's only rabbinic, and whenever you do something rabbinic, you have to play both sides of the coin. What would happen rabbinically, and what still happens biblically? They can't change the biblical law. If Maimer is only rabbinic, then he has two women here that are sisters that would both need chalitza. How does Beis Shammai arrive through Maimer at the conclusion that the woman that he did Maimer with is his wife and the other one can be ignored? So Tosfos says one approach, that perhaps Maimer is indeed working mid-oraisa biblically according to Beis Shammai. That's not the way we paskin. We paskin like Beis Hillel that we'll see in a moment, but perhaps that's what Beis Shammai holds. The alternative is the approach of Rashi, which is that we're giving him permission to continue with the woman that he did Maimer with. In other words, he'll go ahead, Nisuin Bia, he'll be with her intimately, it'll become a Yibum, and at that point he'll be able to turn around and say to this new woman, well, you're the sister of a woman who's already my wife, and therefore you go free without having to do Yibum or Chalitza with me. And the logic presumably is that just like Maimer is only Durabonon, but the prohibition of Achos Zikukaso is also Midurabonon. And perhaps that's the logic of Beis Shammai, that we allow him to continue in his Maimer procedure because he's already started. And therefore, he'll continue with this woman, and the new sister who's presenting herself now will be pushed away, so to speak, because she's the sister of a woman who's already his wife. The Mishnah continues and tells us, Uveis Hillel Omrim, but Beis Hillel say, and this is the way we paskin, Motzi Esishta Begeto V'Chalitza, this man gets slammed on both women, on both sides, he's not able to proceed because it's Achos Zikukaso, the sister of a woman who's ready for him in the mitzvah of Yibum, and therefore both of them end up being rejected from Yibum. The woman that he did Maimer on is rabbinically his wife. He did Kiddushin with her, and therefore she requires a get. And biblically, she's no more than his Yevama, and therefore she also requires Chalitza. So he's going to have to do both get and Chalitza. Ve'eshes Achiv, and the new woman, the wife of his second brother, Bachalitza. He's going to have to do Chalitza with her in order to free her from this Zika relationship. The Mishnah concludes, Zui Sha'omru, this is an example of the expression, Oilo al Ishto, woe to him regarding his wife. He's going to have to get rid of her, this first woman that he only got a chance to do Maimer with. He's going to have to do get and Chalitza for her. Va'oilo al Eshes Achiv, and woe to him regarding the second woman. He can't proceed with her either, because in both cases, it's Achos Zikukaso. Now, obviously, if he hadn't proceeded with Maimer, he would be in no better place. He would also not be able to get either of them. But presumably, this expression is being applied because it's an example of he thought he was so close. He thought that he would at least get a relationship. He started with Maimer. He was already looking for an apartment. He thought he was in. And the result of the two sisters coming to him at the same time is that Maimer was not sufficient, according to Beis Hillel, to ward off the Zika of the second one. And therefore, he is in fact with a relationship to both sisters, and his only way out is Chalitza to both, to free them, and he's also going to be required to do a get on the first sister because he did Maimer, Kiddushin Durabanon, with her. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.